Here's a thought about peer pressure. And boy, it can be a tough one in particularly groups of like-minded photographers and whatnot. And here's an example from my own history. I was working in the darkroom on an image that had quite a bit of highlight and a glow of light that I wanted to bring forth in the photograph. And it occurred to me that maybe the way to do that was to see that light against a black background, that is to say, a black mat board rather than a white mat board. White areas in a photograph compared to a nice bright white mat board will often appear a little bit gray. But bright areas in a photograph compared to black mat board, or what I was actually doing was just printing a black border all the way around that consumed the entire sheet of paper except where the image was, that total photographic black makes whites seem brighter. That was my theory. I started showing work that way. And of course, my peers ridiculed it like crazy. Black mats, black borders, oh no, that's not the way it's done. And unfortunately, now looking back on it, I let that peer pressure influence me and I stopped exhibiting my work that way. I was right, however, I still think I'm right to this day, that white looks whiter when it's seen against a black background. And of course, it's turned out that that's the way we see lots of photographs when we look at them digitally, because it's relatively easy to make a black or at least very dark background against which we see the images. So I wish now I hadn't been so influenced by peer pressure, but it's a real thing. And I know particularly for young photographers, it's easy to allow the world to push you into an artistic position that you really don't believe in.